Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
NFL free agency is right around the corner. Become a Saints Happy Hour patron to get full access to every Saints Happy Hour podcast every day. When the Saints make a big signing or trade, Saints Happy Hour will be the first with breaking news podcasts analyzing it all. Patrons also get access to the podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You also get a booze bundle with 4 swag items. Amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints with us 24/7. So join the best Saints community in the world. And if you become an annual patron before March 17th, you get 2 months free. So join the best Saints community in the world. So do it. Go to Saints Happy Hour today.
Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy podcast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We got the whole crew here. We got Thomas working everything behind the scenes in Poland. Thanks for joining us. Woo! I feel like this is the official, like, new birth of the podcast. Because we've had Thomas working behind the scenes for a couple weeks. But now we got Kevin here to join in the fun on Discord in the studio. And we got Thomas to do something called a nitro boost or whatever the hell it is to try to make the audio even better. So we'll see how that goes. We got Dave.
Nitro boost, isn't that the thing in the arcade? You know, when you go to the movie theater and there's a little motorcycle, you hit the little nitro boost and...
That's nitro. Yeah, I guess so.
I forget what that game's called.
I thought Knight Rider had a nitro booster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or if you're a car person, nitrous, right?
Yeah, same thing.
So the Saints, we had a bunch of stuff, like actual news from the Saints going on. But first, maybe we need to play the breaking news because we did have some huge stuff go on. Andrew's son's basketball team won a championship.
Ralph, more important, no one can hear you. No one can hear you, Ralph.
What do you mean, no one can hear me?
That is ear-splittingly loud. Whatever
that's
you
coming
just
up,
did, that,
that's coming in at a. That's coming in at a 9. We need that at about a 6, maybe a 5.
Thomas, I blame you. You told me you had all the soundboard settings set, but you didn't tell me what to set the breaking news at. So I thought it was good, and I played it. I just blew out Kevin's ears. No, I was playing breaking news.
Blew out the mics on the intro because the mic died when you started saying "All right, everyone."
So, but I played the breaking news because Andrew's son won a championship and my son and me completed Contra, and I feel like completing Contra is way more important than winning a basketball championship. And
true.
I just wanted to play I wanted to play the breaking news sound.
Did you use the code, the cheat code?
Dude, I got the Nintendo from China. It's got the games already built in, Dave. You can select the Contra with the 30 lives. Like it's a version of Contra you can play.
You don't even do the A B up down
down left right left right B A select start.
Nope, you just
I thought it was B A B A
shots and
you're I think you're right. I think it's B A B A. Yeah,
yeah. You don't need. I don't need to do
it. It's been
a
minute.
What's Mike Tyson code?
007-363-5963.
You were off by one digit. It's 373.
Yeah, okay. 007. Yeah, okay.
This podcast
is 373.
Off.
Yep.
That's I'm right. impressed.
Podcast
My bad.
Off to a,
is off to a rolling start.
Oddly enough, there were no girlfriends in grade school and high school when I, you know, with all that knowledge, none whatsoever.
Yeah, girl in
same.
None.
Shocker, you still don't have any girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Hang on now.
Not accurate.
Hang on.
Not accurate.
Not accurate anymore, Dave.
We will get to
She has more degrees than you, Dave.
We'll get to that. With more degrees than all of us.
We'll get to that shortly. So as we get to me destroying Thomas's beautiful, perfect sound in the new studio and talking about Contra and Andrew's son winning a basketball championship, the Saints did have news. Thomas, play the soundbite of Ambush, because we got all in our feelings about Thomas Morstead getting cut. But play Ambush, because I played Ambush about 9,000 times.
You love it? We got to recover the onside kick, boys. Thomas Morstead steps into the football. It's an onside kick. And it's going to be covered up by Chris Reese, I believe. Still a battle down there. Still a scrum.
We got it. We got it. We got it.
They're still fighting for it. No indication as yet. And some hostilities break out.
Hey, this can't happen. We had the ball.
See ya. We got it. See ya. Get him out of here.
Chris Reese is the man who recovered it.
I want the gas pedal down.
I mean, that's just
I just
amazing.
I appreciate that the volume is at a
here it
respectable
is. I knew it.
Level. Yeah.
I knew we were going to get the video.
Because I played it.
I knew we were going to get the video after the entire sound thing was over. We couldn't have them both simultaneously at the same time. That would make too much sense.
Yeah. That would be asking for too much. Yeah.
No.
I mean,
it's because I joined the show. Somehow that screwed everything up.
Well,
it's all your fault, Kevin.
Thomas is from Portland, so.
But I
yeah.
Here's the thing.
Look, I just want to say, I mean, as we look at these images, yeah, obviously that was Morstead's rookie season, and yeah. He wasn't even that good that year. You know, it's like he
good enough.
Like if you look at his career, obviously Ambush is probably his biggest moment, but that was his rookie year, and as a rookie, he wasn't anywhere near what he would
but
become.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, and I totally forgot this, and this is – I feel bad because usually I have like an encyclopedic memory of the Saints, but I had forgotten. He was bad in his – not so great in his rookie year, but in the two biggest moments of his rookie year, Ambush, he was great, and I had forgotten he punted a 58-yard punt to the Vikings on the Vikings' last possession where Brett Favre threw the interception to Tracy Porter. I mean – we don't remember it, but if he had shanked that punt or screwed it up, none of this happens, right? There it is. So
yeah, here it comes. Yeah. No, Morstead, it's just like, it's not just what he did on the field, like over the course of his career. And I think we talked about this on our show, Ralph, that I think he's the best punter in history, but I don't really.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Really think that's debatable, but I would say, is he maybe the best specialist in Saints history? I actually think he has a case for that. I think if you put him up against Morton Anderson, I don't think it's an obvious choice. So I think he belongs as the first ballot Saints Hall of Famer. I think he belongs in the Ring of Honor. And it's not just the stuff he did on the field. It's the stuff off the field for me, too. I mean, just what an awesome guy. It sucks that it had to end this way. You know, and I can't help but think, like, even though he had a substandard year this past year, that it had more to do with the salary cap than it did his performance. And that bumps me out.
Well, Kevin, though, we'll get to how they did it in a minute. But I want to say, you know, I don't think what Thomas More said, I don't think the reason why New Orleans loved him, it wasn't just because of his charity stuff, which is tremendous, and he was great in the community. I think New Orleans loved him mostly because of the way he embraced New Orleans. Like, he would dress up and get out to the Irish Channel on St. Patrick's Day. Like, New Orleans, you're from there too. Like, it matters. Like, that stuff in New Orleans, it matters. If you come to New Orleans and you sort of embrace everything that's good and bad about New Orleans, we love you even more. And I want to say, this is going to sound a little controversial, I think people in New Orleans love Thomas Morstead in a more intense way than Breeze. Because Breeze, as great as he was and as awesome as he was in San Diego some of the time and then New Orleans. Like, Thomas Morstead was like, I'm from New Orleans now. This is it. And I think that is why, as a fan base, we were so crushed when he got released.
Huh. Man, that's a bold take. I'm trying to figure out if I really agree with it or not. Like, what you say, like what you're not speaking anything that's untrue, like Drew Brees would split time, but man, do you really put Brees ahead of Morstead? Like, I don't know. I certainly think it's debatable. It's definitely debatable, and he seemed to embrace things in the city more than most athletes in general do. I would argue there's a case to be made for him going in the NFL Hall of Fame. That's a problem of the NFL in general. Not recognizing and not giving proper credit.
100%.
But if we're looking at things from assuming that the NFL suddenly gets its head out of its ass when it comes to giving credit to special team players, Morstead was top five at his position for how many years?
Like, right from the very beginning.
I mean,
I'd say year. I mean, yeah, I'd say and, he was and, the top and, five punter starting in year two.
And I don't know if Underhill made that point or somebody that was somebody with a check mark that was trading comments with him, but somebody made that point. He was a top five punter for how many years? I don't know.
Dave, I want you to jump in here.
Well, I've got a few comments to make. You know, one, Andrew says that Thomas Morstead deserves to be in the Saints Hall of Fame, not just because of his on-field stuff, but also because of his off-field stuff. I got to admit, I think, I don't know if we're having this conversation. I think the off-field stuff is what's more important, what's been more important than his on-field stuff, and has vaulted him to this status that he's achieved that gets him where we're talking about him like this.
No, man, ask Bill Belichick how he feels about
that. No, I mean, look, I'm not saying that Morstead wasn't a great punter for a long time. And his career's not over yet. He will probably move on to another team and at least get a chance with another team. But I just think that his off the field stuff has, you know, okay. For example, we're talking about putting him in the Saints Ring of Honor. I think if it wasn't for the off-the-field stuff, I think you have a much harder time of making that case and putting a punter in the Saints' Ring of Honor when you still don't have a lot of other guys that maybe should be in the Ring of Honor. So
based strictly on the position that he plays?
I think it hurts him in that specifically for the Ring of Honor thing.
That's fair.
I think because of his off the field stuff, I think that elevates him beyond his position and gives him a chance to be put in the Ring of Honor.
He's 100% getting in the Ring of Honor. He is beloved. I agree with you, Dave. He is beloved not because of his on field stuff. He's mostly beloved because of his off the field stuff. But here's the thing: Ring of Honor is for the fans. It's not just about what you did on the field. They're going to put Morstead in there. They ought to put Gleason in there too. Like, that's for us to go to the stadium and get in our feels and cry and get emotional. That's what the Ring of Honor is for. It's not just about what you did on the it's not just about your body of work or what all the bullshit. The Saints Hall of Fame and the Ring of Honor, it's for us. It's for the Saints. It's for the fans. And I just feel like he is 100% getting in both. And, like, that's not even debatable, I don't think.
Fair point. And then to go back to the other discussion, conversation, argument, debate about Thomas Morstead versus Drew Brees, I don't think it's not even close as far as, like, who is a more New Orleans guy. I mean, It is Thomas Morstead by a mile. I mean, Thomas Morstead is just an approachable guy. If you saw Thomas Morstead at Sal's Snowballs or wherever, anywhere in the city, and I have seen him multiple times. I've, you know, seen him driving down Airline Highway and other
places. He will say hello to anyone that walks up to him.
If you say hello to him, he's approachable. And maybe because he's not Drew Brees and he doesn't have that elevated status, maybe that makes him more approachable. I don't know, but he doesn't leave for the winter, after the season and go to San Diego. He stays here. He's building a house in Old Metairie. He said after he was released, that he's still planning on continuing to build that home and his family's going to live here. All of his kids have been born here and raised here. And I love that. I get that. I do not think you get that from Drew Brees. I think as soon as Drew Brees is done, whenever we get that announcement, and oh, by the way, what the fuck is going on? Why haven't we heard anything yet? But as soon as we get the announcement that Drew Brees is retiring, he's out of here. He's not living in New Orleans anymore. He's going to sell his house on Audubon. He's going to have his condo. Yeah, it's why he bought a condo downtown, because a condo, you know, you could just pay somebody to clean. It's not a lot of work. You have homeowners association fees. You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have all that kind of stuff. He'll have his condo for when he comes to New Orleans.
You think Drew Brees has like a riding mower? He's like out there, like, I'm doing the lawn.
But that's one less. You don't have to pay somebody to mow your lawn. You know, that's one less hassle you have to deal with. It's owning a property in a house is different than owning a condo in a building. And Drew Brees is out of here. As soon as he's done with the New Orleans, with the Saints, as soon as he's not playing anymore, he is out of New Orleans. He'll be living in California, I would say, for sure, full time. So
you think he goes back to San Diego?
He goes. I don't know where he goes. Probably, but he's not going to be living full time in New Orleans. I can guarantee
Kevin,
that he's not going to be running for mayor. He's not going to be running for city council. It's not happening.
You know of.
Thomas Morstead could possibly run for city council or possibly be your mayor. That is a way more likely scenario.
I would vote for Thomas Morstead for mayor in a heartbeat.
I would vote for him today.
Of course we would. You guys don't get votes, but that's cute.
What do you mean?
You don't get to vote.
Dude, Dave, I voted for Ray Nagin for his reelection. I voted for him twice.
I don't know if that's something you want to admit, Ralph.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're not coming for
that
me.
That is f***ing stupid. Wake up.
That's appropriate.
Thank you, Tomas.
That is appropriate.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website and use your mobile device to sign in today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently, knowing your pair is the real deal. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today.
Thomas More said, though, it's sad that he got cut, but he's living his best life when you get cut and then you hop on a private jet to go to a bachelor party.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing all right. And
yeah, you can't feel bad for him.
I mean, I do feel bad, but it was just still very nice to see Twitter universally come out in support of this guy. And, you know, hearing, like, seeing one or two of the clips of him inside the car doing the audio with, I don't know if it was the media, if it was a media call at large or if it was just one of the Mackles or whatever. But the discussion of him crying when trying to talk about the fans, people were sad and in their feels and putting out the gifts of like the old, you know, the old man like saluting and crying and trying to wave or whatever before the actual video of Morstead, you know, losing his composure even got out. Just hearing that Morstead was emotional talking about the fans and thinking about the fans and needed a minute, like, it was a very nice thing. It was just a very nice moment to watch.
Let's talk about the second he got off that plane. How many Irish car bombs did he suck down in the first 10 minutes of that bachelor party?
I mean, he's drinking. You're drinking on the plane, right? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, he ain't flying the fucking plane.
He's not paying those $7 for a can of Heineken.
I mean,
for a warm Heineken.
I mean, he's barely getting down the steps off the plane, right?
Well, let's talk. I mean, okay, so this is now. So Morstead gets
Where
cut.
Was this bachelor party? That's
I'm
what
assuming,
I want to know.
I'm assuming Vegas. I would assume Vegas. I don't know. Who knows where it could be. Yeah. But let's talk about this. So Morstead gets cut. It seems like he didn't know he was getting cut, which, one, I don't understand that.
No. Thomas just put a tweet up that said that he was preparing for it, so he knew. But it was still shocking when it happened.
He just didn't know when it was going to happen. He knew it was coming.
And then when the news hits you, I think it's one of those things where you know it's about to come, or you know it could come, but it's like, it's the gut punch of the moment.
Right, but the Saints still chose to do it as he's on his way to go have fun with Will Lutz and his bachelor party. Which is not as bad, but akin to cutting Mike Carney the day of or the day before his actual wedding. So, like,
No. That Carney's worse.
I said Carney's definitely worse. But either way, like, man, the Saints, they just like to ruin people's parties, huh?
Celebrations.
Yeah, they like to spoil. Yeah, that's a little,
We're going to do it next week, but I know he's about to get on a plane. Cut him now.
Wasn't right. Morstead's birthday to get on a plane and have like a great 2 days time, later? Cut him. I think Morstead's birthday was like 2 days after that.
Jesus.
Shitty Saints. Kind of shitty.
Look at him. He's definitely, look at him. Look at that face. He's definitely had at least one car bomb.
He's
if
already,
not two.
One?
He's already
two.
He's already two. He's two edibles in. Sure. For sure.
I mean, look, I don't know if they're making car bombs on a private jet. I'd say he's probably got at least a Bloody Mary.
He's one truly and a half a White Claw.
He definitely snorted a mimosa, at least.
Quote unquote, air quotes, a mimosa.
And you know, Will Lutz.
He's
the
going. They're
the
going skiing.
Like,
that's where the bachelor party is. They're going. The bachelor party is going skiing.
There'll be lots of snow.
I didn't know there was skiing in Medellin.
That's right.
I'm glad Jude's got that joke.
I did.
But here's the thing, though, is this sort of Loomis math is sort of like in full effect. But I'm just so I can't get over this. I think I'm sadder, Dave. I think I'm going to be sadder about Morstead getting cut than Breeze retiring. I really do, because Breeze.
Oh, come on!
He's not going to play. I don't want to see Thomas Morstead in another uniform. Like, I don't want to see. I wanted him to be a Saint for life.
That will be gross. That will be freaking gross. I agree with that. Breeze has already been in another jersey. You know, like it'd be weird to see him with another jersey post Saints, but like, you know, Chargers were part of his history long before he came to the Saints.
That's true. We do have that visual already in our mind.
Yeah, but Morstead wearing another jersey is going to be ugh. And he's already said, like, in his presser on his phone in his car when he's crying, he's like, I'm probably going to wear another jersey, but I'll always be a Saint.
Well,
I'll always be from New Orleans.
Kevin, rules. The rule with Atlanta is an unbreakable law. Like, he goes to the Falcons, he's fucking dead to us. Like, that, even
he
though we say we love him now, like, that's an unbreakable law. Like, you can't.
And yet Bobby Hebert is still around. How is this possible? I don't understand this.
Joe Horn.
Look, Bobby Hebert was hated. Bobby Hebert was hated when he went to the Falcons. And then he came back. Like, Joe Horn was plenty fucking hated when he left and went to the Falcons. I guarantee you Morton Anderson got some boos and some hisses when he was with the Falcons. Like, that's I think the only Saint to not get booed or hissed joining the Falcons might have been Wayne Gandy.
That's because most people didn't even remember he played for the Saints when he was on the Falcons.
Hey.
Well, that's also because Wayne Gandy was fucking terrible.
If Thomas Morstead,
number 72.
Yeah. If Thomas Morstead goes to the Falcons, I take back everything nice that we said about him on this podcast. Take him out of the Ring of Honor. Take him out of the Saints Hall of Fame.
I take
it all back.
I think Thomas Morstead has enough wherewithal and enough understanding of how this whole thing works that he wouldn't do that. I really do.
I don't know.
If that was his only offer he had, I think he would turn it down and be like, I can't do that to Houdat Nation.
But seriously, if you played for the Morton Anderson's in the Ring of Honor, so that I was going to say, if you ever play for the Falcons, you should be automatically ineligible
for
the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and I protest that. I'm still pissed that he did that.
But Thomas, pipe in here. How mad are you that I was trying to get to the salary cap discussion and you put on the tweet about the salary cap, but then we went right back to Thomas Morstead, so all your production value just got burned to the ground. How mad are you at me at this exact moment? Tell the people.
Let's see.
I am very, very
I forgive
mad.
You.
I am very frustrated.
I
will crush you.
The KGB will get you.
Yes.
Could our listeners actually hear Thomas there, or is he just in our ears?
No,
yeah,
I think
they can hear me.
Okay.
They can hear
us. Awesome.
Of course,
we'll turn it back so we can only hear you now.
Okay.
But as we go to the salary cap,
this level of disrespect by the Candyman will not go unpunished.
I'm gonna drink my coffee tomorrow morning, and it's gonna have arsenic.
No
in
more.
It. I don't know how Thomas is gonna do that, but it's gonna happen. I'm gonna blame all of y'all for that. But as the cap, Andrew, don't go into like super specifics of all of it because no one really cares. We know that the salary cap is made up bullshit. But give us like the 30-second overview of where the Saints are with their cap as far as like the restructures they've done and like where are they as far as how much over the cap right now.
Yeah, they're like at above 45 million still. So there's a lot of work to do.
That's crazy. They just freed up 13.5 million.
I know.
Restructures to DeMario Davis. And they're still, oh my God, that's freaking crazy.
There's still a lot of work.
But that's assuming 180. But is that assuming 180 or 188?
Yeah, 180. So, okay. You know, I think it'll be 185, 188. But, you know, the big ones, they haven't touched those yet. So, Lattimore, Ramczyk, potentially restructuring Michael Thomas, Quan Alexander. So the big ones that are going to, I think, do the lion's share of the work, that comes, I think, closer to free agency.
Is there anyone left?
I mean, is there anything stopping one of these players from just being like, fuck you, no, I'm not restructuring, and like totally throwing a monkey wrench in their plans and just being like, no, I don't want to play ball. You got yourself in this position. I want to stick with the contract I have and figure it out on your own.
No, because they because they get a giant check of money up front when they convert it.
Dave, I just want to paint that picture for you. That would be, hey, we want to restructure. Here's a signing bonus so we can spread your cap hit over the lifetime of the deal, you know, amortized per year. Mm-hmm. And so here's a check for $8 million that you're going to have to wait to get till the end of the season. And
hey, I don't know. Maybe you've got somebody who just is got a real serious moral compass. You know?
You're an idiot. I mean, you're not even being serious right now.
That is an idiot. You're playing
Yeah, Thomas is the best.
This is the best.
But
I don't know. But here's, I guess that's crazy. Crazier than thinking Les Miles likes brunettes, I guess.
Oh my
God. Ooh. Should we dive? Should we go? Should we just go right there? Should we
no,
just?
No, here's not yet.
No.
Here's the thing, LSU. I just want to say, Les Miles being creepy grandpa, it made me sad. Like, I just viewed Les Miles as this fun coach. He ate grass. He talked really weird. Now I know that, like, he's driving co-eds around, like, telling them he can help their career. Like, it just, like, totally did, like, a 180 on, like, you know, I was thinking they were going to, like, do an honor Les Miles. He'd come back when he was like 75, 80 and would all clap and it would be great. Now he's like this disgrace. He's like the creepy old man from the Family Guy. Like,
go Tigers.
You know? Anyway.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
What do you think Edward Orgeron is doing with co-eds right now?
No, I don't think I don't. I
can't
don't
hear
know.
You.
If you
Dave,
can't hear
Dave,
you, Dave.
You're muted.
I said it's. We'll find out in 10 years what Orgeron's doing, but it ought to be juicy. It ought to be nice.
I mean,
it better be fucking wholesome. It better be fucking wholesome, Ed.
He probably goes on 72-hour fuck fests.
Holy shit!
If you go on Ed Orgeron, if you go on the right places on Instagram. You know that Ed Orgeron doesn't seem to be dealing with super young coeds. He's dealing with the middle-aged sort of women that are semi-age appropriate.
Doctors, maybe? You think they could be doctors?
I mean, they might be.
The way, the 72-hour fuckfest is an inside joke that only we get. So sorry if that just seemed totally out of context.
They'll have to be on the premium Patreon.
You have to pay to get that $500 a month.
$250 a month. I've set the price.
So the Saints have their cap issues. They're getting there. But here's the thing that I wanted to discuss.
Jason Champagne in the chat goes, I hope Ed Orgeron isn't playing hide the boo down with co-eds.
Hide the boo down.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible.
Even by our standards, Jason.
I would say Orgeron's got like a small penis. He looks like a guy who's got like a small penis.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, if I picture him naked, he looks like he's got a small penis in my head. Don't tell me you haven't tried to picture Ed Reitmeier.
You know, it's the thought hasn't crossed my mind. You know, it's I really, really haven't.
So,
but thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Here's the main Saints topic that I wanted to talk about tonight. Before we get to the questions and the nonsense and everything, this is the main thing I wanted to talk about.
Pretty
sure we've covered some of the nonsense.
I mean, I've seen some of the comments. Dave just came out and said
that he thinks Ed Orgeron is hung like a field mouse. And you say, before we get to the nonsense.
I didn't actually say that.
I mean, the night
that,
is young, Andrew. This isn't really off the rails by our standards.
I can't wait to see what nonsense looks like.
Yeah. So
it involves Kevin and his lady friend. I can tell you that much.
That's right. I got theme music fired up in the holster for that.
Yes.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
But as we try to get one legitimate Saints topic on this podcast.
We talked about the salary cap.
No, we got one more. And this is my thing. Because we got to talk about it because Thomas made a really nice graphic about it. And people are going to click on it and think we're going to talk about it eventually. Which we always get to Thomas's graphic like right before, as the music is playing to play us off. We talk about what the show graphic says. But I want to try to get to it early. Here's the thing. If Winston signs elsewhere, and if Kevin, they can't trade for Russell Wilson. Oh, by the way, we'll get to something else about that in a second. But if they can't do all that, isn't it sort of like a nightmare scenario where you're dealing with like the Alex Smiths of the world or the Ryan Fitzpatrick before he retired or Taysom? Like it could be sort of a nightmare scenario with the Saints. Like if they don't get Winston, if they don't get Russell Wilson, like you could have like a not appealing situation at quarterback for 2021.
Yeah. look, I'm still going to hold out. We're still in off-season fantasy mode. I'm still going to hope and pray that that it's either Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson comes in. I don't know how. I don't care how. Just get them in. I would prefer one of them and not Jameis Winston.
Really?
That's just where I am.
Wow.
That's just where I am.
Wow.
Man. Kevin, your Saints takes, man.
They are
Here's another thing about the nightmare scenario.
Way to go out on a limb, Kevin. Look, I'm tired, okay?
This is going to make it to where Jeff Duncan... This is going to make it to where Jeff Duncan never comes on this podcast, Dave. But...
When was Jeff Duncan ever going to come on this fucking podcast?
We've never asked him.
Tomas, timestamp this one. When was Jeff fucking Duncan?
Timestamp on this.
Exactly. When, Ralph?
I mean, we.
When was Jeff? Oh no, the Saints deserved every bad thing that ever happened to them. When was Jeff? I'm gonna carry a fucking water trough for the shield. When was Jeff? Oh no, please, Rods, let me take my coat off and lay it on the street so you don't get your shoes dirty, Duncan. When was that fucking guy ever gonna come on this show? When it was just you and me? When it was you, me, and Dave? When it was you, me, and Juge? When it's you and Juge on the fucking weekdays and you get to talk for like 7 minutes about one thing or another and you get to like bullshit around and you keep the riffraff like me and Dave far away from the nice guests so that way we don't embarrass the show entirely? Never! Jeff Duncan is never coming on this fucking show. Jeff Duncan comes on this fucking show on a Patreon show, no less... I don't have a hat, otherwise I'd say I'd eat this fucking hat. But I don't know. I don't fucking know.
We got to invite him.
I'll get an old Jeff Duncan column and I'll fucking eat it.
It never occurred to me to invite him, but now I want to.
Kevin,
here's the thing. I was just going to say I tweeted at him that he wrote the column about how the Saints have no shot to trade for Russell Wilson. Put it out of your mind. It's not happening. I told him, you are like the dude telling five-year-olds that Santa Claus doesn't exist. Why are you ruining our fucking fun? And I didn't expect Kevin to melt down like he did. I mean, we've had other people. We've had legitimate guests. By the way.
You and Juge punch far above your weight when it comes to getting guests on this fucking show. You've had Bomani Jones on here, yes. You've had Mina Kimes, and you were smart enough to keep me off the show on that. And you've had other national talking heads.
Jameis one of one.
Yes.
You've kept other national talking heads on the show, right. And you've kept me and Dave away from them. Very good, because otherwise it would have devolved into candy talk or wrestling talk or some other stupidity. Like, more stupid than what we normally do.
Larry Holder's been on the show. Larry Holder does a podcast with Jeff Duncan.
No,
Larry Holder's good fucking people. Larry Holder is good people.
That's true. Kevin, you
might be the same incarnate.
Kevin, you're not as connected as the rest of us. So what you don't know is that Duncan has been trying to improve his appearance and his look in Malta, and so he needs us. he needs us to boost his points.
Ralph, give us a Malta update. How are we doing this week?
We are not doing well in Malta. We are out of the top 10, and that's disturbing because we have invested every dime we have in this podcast. We're giving Thomas all the money. I got a room full of shirts and cups and and football cards. You people need to sign up, become a patron, so I can get this stuff out of my house and support the show, and we can do more fun stuff like this. I mean, it's
so what
depressing
are we in Malta?
That we're 12.
What
we're 12 in Malta. It's 12. Depressing. It's depressing.
Yeah, what a letdown.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, listen. If we get up to number one in Malta, and if I ever go to Italy, I will go to Valletta. I will personally go to Valletta and shake the mayor's hand if they have a mayor.
Will you wear a dress, Kevin, if we get Jeff Duncan on the show?
No.
I'm gonna send some texts. I think we can get. I'll get Jeff on the show. I'm gonna send.
Here's the thing: if they trade for Russell Wilson, I said I would do a live stream shirtless. I feel like if we get Jeff Duncan, Kevin, the least you could do is wear a dress. At least you could do. You know,
I don't own a dress.
Yeah, but now you know somebody who does.
Touche, Dave. Touche.
Okay,
touché.
Listen.
I'll say it. If you get Jeff Duncan on the show, I will wear a dress.
I'm sending out a text message tomorrow.
That seems tomorrow less difficult than eating a hat.
It does.
Well, no, I did say eat a column.
Eat a column. So, before we get to Kevin's love life, which is very important, probably the most important thing we're going to discuss today, besides Saints
definitely.
Quarterback, cap
yeah,
stuff,
sure.
all that. Forget
Absolutely.
That. Forget that. The most important thing we're going to discuss is Kevin's love life. But before we get to that, we need to play draft names Ralph can't pronounce. And I want to say this. You people on the Twitters, I feel like there's a 75% chance you tweet these names about these Saints players you want. They're fucking made-up names. Like this linebacker from USC that everybody's gung-ho for, that is a made-up name. Correct, Juge?
You're talking about the Notre Dame linebacker?
I don't know. It's somebody's
name. Who's from Africa.
Uwosu Kumura or whatever.
They're all African
names. That's a real person?
They're from African countries.
Yeah.
I mean,
little Jordan Humphrey is real, too.
I mean, little Jordan Humphrey's not that hard to pronounce. I just think these people, they tweet these names at me and they giggle. They want the Saints to draft all these horrible people that I can't pronounce, and it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I mean, we all want that.
I
feel like the easier the name, though, the tougher it is. Like, I think, yeah, Jeremiah Owosu-Koramoah.
Jeremiah Owosu-Koramoah? Karamoka?
There it is right there from Fredo.
Dayu Adebaju Adebagumbo? Levi Anawazakaku? Those are not real names. Those are names of people in Coming to America. Those are not real names.
Oh, did you guys watch Coming to America too?
I
heard it's good.
It's great. It hits every nostalgic
So it's not like really good. Right. So that means it's like, it's not good as an actual film. It's good because it just reminds you of the original and they make all the same inside jokes.
Yeah. Like it's what you want. Okay. It's like a great slice of lasagna. It's comfort food, man. And it's what you don't want when you order lasagna or pizza or meatloaf or whatever. You don't want the chef to get all fucking weird on you. You want it to be like you expect it to be.
You don't want gels. You don't want gels and foam and
don't put any paprika on there.
Wait a minute. Ralph, do you realize who you're talking to? Fucking Dave. Dave's like, all right, now, this meal you're concocting for me, is there some nice prosciutto that's coming on this or what?
Oh man, I figured out that you can go to Restaurant Depot and you can buy like a 1 pound pack of sliced prosciutto for like $12. It's awesome.
Dave,
Restaurant Depot is where it's at.
Speaking of that, Russell Wilson. They somebody tweeted this, Windy City Pizza in Seattle. That pizza that people are seeing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That is
ugly.
That is a disgrace. It looks
like. They fucking burnt it. It's fucking burnt.
It's black. It looks like a lasagna. It is black. They burned and threw some pepperoni on it and tried to say it was pizza.
I hate. I will never get behind deep dish pizza. I don't get it. You might as well. It's like eating lasagna. It's like half sauce. It's thick. You eat one slice, and it's like eating half of a pie. Like it's Chicago is. It's not even in the running for.
Well, it's also like the way that picture's framed. It's like they're bragging on it. You know, it's like this changed my life. Worse. Like this is supposed to be the best thing you can experience.
Like. I would be willing to have Chicago-style, you know, that ultra-deep dish pizza. I would be willing to do that. But if that is what it passes muster for quality deep dish pizza, Chicago-style pizza, throw it out. Put it all in the bin. You can take Chicago-style pizza, and you can bury it next to St. Louis-style pizza.
Look at that.
That looks terrible. Somebody on Twitter said that looks like somebody burnt a pizza and then spilled Kool-Aid on it.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's trash. It looks like trash.
As a New Yorker, that's just a fucking travesty.
That's worse than the dude that had... the bowl of rice with like pulled pork barbecue on top of it and posted a picture and just said gumbo. I think this might be worse.
That looks worse than Drew Brees' red beans and rice.
It's an atrocity. It's a food act of terrorism is what it is.
Don't get Ralph started on red beans and rice.
Right.
Yeah, that pizza looks like it could attack the Capitol on January 6th.
It does. It really does.
Oof.
I mean that. It's, look at it. It's
getting a little hot in here.
It is. I'm making no jokes. I am making zero jokes about that.
I'm staying away.
My kid will eat any piece of pizza you put in front of him. He would not touch that. That is the biggest indictment I can give on that piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kids are. Like, I mean, yeah. You can't have any piece. If your kid is like my kid, which it sounds like he is, you know, you can't have any black burnt pieces. Like, forget it. The whole thing's untouchable. No. If there's any piece of black burnt on there,
he'd be like, "It's not pizza. It's red.
It has to be pristine.
What is this?"
Oh, he wants it to be cheese. He just wants cheese.
He'd be like, "What is this? I am not eating."
That's like my daughter. Just put some grated Parmesan on the table and just watch her lick it off the table.
Ugh.
Dave, you have such a refined palate, and yet, and you're telling us like your daughter apparently did not get that from you.
She's young. I can't say that I was such a connoisseur at that age. So you know,
Kevin, him and his daughter, they bonded over their trip to Buc-ee's, and they were excited about beef jerky. I mean,
that's true. We do love
his daughter's palate.
We do share a love of beef jerky. In fact, I should be eating beef jerky instead. I'm eating prosciutto.
So, before we get to...
find prosciutto to be the most sexual of the cured Italian meats.
thank you for that.
Hey.
Yeah, that's an image I really didn't want.
I want to take a victory lap. I told you people 20 minutes ago the nonsense hadn't started. And I was right.
Started talking about Kevin's love life either.
Can you let it hang from your mouth, Dave, and say hello, Clarice?
Here's what I do. So Kevin, I'm going to play this.
Hold on.
That's the ER theme, Kevin. I want to say it might be the biggest. upset in the history of the world. And I thought me marrying my hot Mexican wife was the biggest upset in the history of the world.
Yeah, turn the music off.
But you are dating not only a doctor, like a real cardiac thoracic surgeon or some bullshit. Like
Tell everybody his name, Kevin. Tell everybody his name.
Her name.
She has no name.
Her name is Kate.
It sounds made up. Okay.
Kate.
Sounds yeah, it took boring. You a while.
Yeah. So how did you meet Kate? Did you meet her at the local wrestling match?
Did you no, meet I her did at the not. Local wrestling Christ. Match? Did she sneak into your house? Like, how did you meet her?
No, there was no sneaking into any houses. Met her on Bumble.
Ooh, Bumble.
Chatted for a little bit. Had a video.
All right, so for us married guys, can you explain what Bumble is? Because I've never heard that.
That's a good question.
Okay.
Good question.
Okay. Have any of the three of you heard of Tinder?
Yes.
Okay. So Bumble is the classier version of Tinder. And so whereas with
classy?
Tinder...
Wait. What
you don't have to make the first move. That's why
correct.
It's better,
so,
right, Kevin?
Well, right. I mean, that's part of it there. Like the initial appeal with Tinder was that, oh, you would swipe right on people and you would then just agree to meet up and bang. Whereas with Bumble, more of the people, like, by and large, the overwhelming majority of people on Bumble, hang on, the overwhelming majority of people on Bumble are looking for relationships. Mm. And if you both match together on Bumble, the woman has 24 hours to initiate contact. So,
it's on the woman's terms to start the conversation.
Exactly.
So you're telling me that you're on a dating website that is considered classy. A classy dating website that forces the woman to initiate contact, and yet somehow you were able to score someone off this?
Yes.
Not just anyone.
He was.
Yes. Doctor.
What do you mean was? You've already pulled yourself off? It's a little optimistic, wouldn't you say?
No. That's not. There's no optimism.
Things are getting hot and heavy.
There's no reason. Optimism isn't even the word. Like, it just is. It just is. Like, this is just a pen that I'm holding right here. Like, yes. The sky is up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend. You know, there are things that just are right now.
So you guys have had the talk.
He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Star of the day, Kevin.
Yeah.
Star of the day.
Yeah, I do. I am the goddamn star of the day.
All right, so
I have been the star of the day.
Have you asked her how she feels about Adrian Peterson?
I have not. Here's what I do know.
Have you asked her how she feels about trading up in the draft?
She's a Cleveland Browns fan. I know that.
So she likes multiple picks.
She likes losers. Enjoys disappointment. You're perfect for each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I when I found out she was a Cleveland sports fan, I said it's over. Already, I've won.
She's already prepared for a lifetime of disappointment.
From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you're looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently, knowing your pair is the real deal. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website and use your mobile device to sign in today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Exactly. There's all I have to do is clear that line right there. Just clear that line and I'm good. Now
it doesn't even matter.
If I go there, I'm you know, boyfriend of the year. Right there.
Wow.
So if I just go from here to here,
for For those,
I'm amazing.
For those that can't see, that's Kevin setting the bar very low.
So right. Kevin,
how long have you been dating?
Yeah, how long? We'll go with that.
Do you want to count? Do you want to count the video
hours.
Chat? No. A little bit longer than 72 hours. Do you want to count the video date as the first date, or do you want to count meeting in person?
Yes,
we can count the video date. It's pandemic rules. We can count the video.
Okay, so going by the video date, then it is 3 weeks.
All right, okay. 3 weeks. Hot so heavy, three weeks. Kevin, hot and heavy. Yeah, it's fast and furious.
Yeah, you're already in love.
Kevin, can you explain to me, yes or no, is she aware of this podcast's existence?
That was going
to
be my next
question. I hope not.
She is not aware of the podcast yet.
Is she aware?
She will be made aware.
Is she aware of the wrestling thing?
She is aware of the wrestling. That was in. She was informed of that yesterday and did not go running for the hills.
Has she expressed interest in watching you perform as a wrestler?
Not yet, because this was literally like 10 minutes of a larger conversation while we were walking around the park together.
You're fucked.
Yeah, no.
This could go bad really quickly.
Yes.
No. Look.
I'm not feeling good about
how?
This, man.
How?
You haven't told her about the podcast yet.
If she knew about the wrestling thing like 2 weeks ago and she was still with you 2 weeks later, then that would be one thing. But like, she hasn't had a full 24 hours to process this information about the fact that you like to wear spandex and unitards.
She doesn't even know that guys like Dave Cariello are in your life yet.
Mm, that's true, too.
It's not good.
No, Kevin. Listen, Kevin. I'm going to fire this quote. Dave and Andrew.
You think you know, but you don't know, and you never will.
I gotta stick up for my boy Kevin. I feel good for you, Kevin.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah.
So she's a doctor. So she's a freaking heart. Is she a heart surgeon?
Thoracic.
She's a cardiac
dude.
Cardiac and thoracic surgeon.
What is thoracic?
Here's what I learned. It's basically from like below your sternum to your neck. So she was telling me about esophageal surgeries that she was doing, and she's 36.
Younger than us, also. Wow. Okay.
Oh, robbing the cradle. Yeah.
Wow.
This is
rocking my world. He's getting better and better.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not talking about
that. I have completely outkicked my coverage here.
Wow. That's not even the right term here.
So you're not pulling a Thomas Morstead of 2020 then?
No. No. The ball has gone into the stand.
So we're
that's
talking,
how far
so we're
off
talking Thomas Morstead like 2016.
This is the Kevin, this goes against your ethos though. This is the ultimate, dare I say, trade up scenario.
Ooh.
So, yes, you traded up.
What have I traded? What have I traded though? I haven't traded anything.
You've traded your horrible single lonely life for a life of possibilities with the doctor.
Okay, then this would be the equivalent then of Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis fleecing the Houston Texans and that goober they got running that organization to somehow land Deshaun Watson.
Oh, God, that'd be beautiful.
What
I feel like me and you, Kevin, we need to have a podcast, just me and you, talking about the dude that's the pastor that runs the Texans. I think maybe we need to do that.
I'm fine making fun of that guy.
But
now, wait a minute. First of all, I just got to clarify. She operates on humans, not animals, right? She's not a...
Correct. She's a human doctor. Okay.
Okay. And then where did she go to medical school? Is it a school that we've all heard of, or was this in Barbados?
Grenada?
Yeah. I'm trying to... No.
It was in Ghana.
Shit. Where the hell did she go to...
Oh,
I
want to
say
boy.
It was... No. Hang on.
Making stuff up
because
again,
Kevin. No. Because she bounced around She went. She started medical school.
You got kicked out of multiple medical schools.
No, something plausible.
Well, yeah, because you can leave for like 2 years and do a residency in another place. Like she was in Charleston, went to Chicago for 2 years and did a residency, and then moved back to Charleston to finish up her medical school term.
That sounds
awesome. I don't know, man. I gotta check that shit again.
It was in the United States. That's good.
It was in the United States. She has degrees from accredited universities.
University of Phoenix.
Report back on this, Kevin.
Well, so it's what? Are you getting prescriptions to Percocet for free or what?
No, I am not. There is no medicine cabinet for me to raid just yet.
Wow. Well, what good are you to this podcast and Sean Payton?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know. What good am I just
to see some
40-year-old schmuck come in with a happy look on his face? Maybe his soul a little brighter.
Careful with the Viking gay jokes. That'll get you blocked by Sean Payton. Just letting you know. Careful.
Well, Kevin was excited because his girlfriend wrote him a prescription for daily sex, and then he reread it, and it turns out it was for dyslexia. Get it? Daily sex, dyslexia.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You want to take that one back? Maybe workshop it some more, Dave?
Maybe you can take it out back and shoot it.
All right, Ralph, you got some Saints stuff for us?
I mean, we'll get to Drew. I guess Drew is going to retire.
Saints stuff. We still got more questions for Andrew. For Kevin.
We
Dr. Kate. This Dr. Kate.
But seriously, people, why do you do this?
You watch it. One day, you motherfuckers are going to be talking, and she's just going to come strolling in the back.
Naked.
Hang on a minute.
Fingers crossed.
Here's the thing. People say, how do you fill the time with the podcast in the off season? How do you do it? This is how we do it.
And we're doing that.
These are the best shows we have. All right, this is the time where it's the best, you know.
And other podcasts, I'm just glad you guys saved me from the NBA All Star game because my God, that shit is unwatchable.
So
170 to 150.
I know, but isn't it fun to
hell
watch?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it like all dunks and alley oops and cool assists and stuff?
Dude, I would love that.
I mean, like the NBA has like the one. It's like the one sport where, like, the all-star game, like, it's suitable for an all-star game because, you know.
It's like MTV Rockin' Jock from the back in the day.
Yeah. The NFL, you can't hit. So nobody plays. Baseball, nobody tries. And they keep switching pitchers and all that.
Yeah. I hate all all-star games, honestly.
Anyway. Thomas, turns out the prescription was for dyslexia.
Thomas, fire up the mailbag music. We got to get to the questions. So,
where's the Ralph Shuffle? There we go. He does the
finger guns.
Finger guns, yeah.
It's a finger gun.
Finger gun. Shooter McGavin.
Yeah. But yeah.
Choke on that baby.
Andrew, fire some questions at us.
Well, I think Thomas is going to load them up for me, so I'm just going to sit back and wait, watch the magic happen, and then I will.
It sounds like a good idea.
Check the group chat, Andrew.
Check the group chat. Chat, Andrew.
Oh, check the group chat. All right, the fucking group chat.
You got to do some work.
Group chat.
Fucking A.
The group
chat, Judge.
Check the group chat.
Fucking Thomas, put me to work.
This is Thomas.
Group chat, товарищ.
Check the group chat from Poland.
All right, Thomas, can you tell me what the first one is? This is from Down from Disease, Down with Disease.
Yeah.
How epic would it be if Taysom Hill got the starting QB job? He leads the Saints to the Super Bowl. Would he reach legendary status, the likes of which had never been seen?
I don't care who's the quarterback. If they take the Saints to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, you've reached legendary status. It doesn't matter who the fuck it is.
But it feels like Taysom was on the top of the hill in terms of just fan hype, and then he started four games this year, and now he's like rock bottom. So there would be kind of a yo-yo effect where It would be extra epic. Because the people that still love him will be like, see, I told you so. And those of us who hated his starts and said that he could never amount to anything would have to eat our words.
If Taysom leads the Saints to a Super Bowl win, the montage that we will make Thomas create for us, it will be so glorious. You will want to snort it like a line of cocaine. Of all the people just doubting First Take, Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, all of them just making fun of Taysom, doubting him, and then the Saints winning the Super Bowl. That montage that Thomas would make us, it will be the best drugs of your life.
All right, question number two. This is from Butterich. Which late-round quarterback would you take a chance to develop and have him lead the franchise? Kellen Mond from A&M, Kyle Trash of Florida, Sam Ellinger of Texas, or Jamie Newman of Wake Forest? Let me tell you something. I don't want any of these guys leading the Saints ever.
No, there's a correct answer. There's a correct answer here.
What
Dave,
is it?
Tell him the correct answer. The correct answer is Newman.
Tulane has some quarterback?
No, the correct answer is Newman from Wake Forest, so we can play Newman over and over again on this podcast from Seinfeld.
That's true. That's the right answer, Ralph.
That's true. Yeah, I'll give you that. All right, question three from Saints Rabbit. He wants to know if we...
I met Saints Rabbit today in Costco.
He's talking about Kamara trades. I don't like this. If we traded Kamara for some epic package deal, what discount back would y'all like to see around round out the committee backfield of Murray, Montgomery, and Washington? And how would Dave handle the love triangle if it were Murray Ingram in the same locker room?
There's no love triangle. Have you ever heard of ménage à trois, I believe it's pronounced?
I believe they also call those a throuple.
Nice.
We would go on a 72-hour fuck fest.
Potentially.
Wow.
Big news. That would be huge. That would be huge news.
And bigger than Orgeron's penis. That's a callback. It's called a callback in comedy.
All right.
Dave, this podcast is not a workshop for your stand-up.
Yeah.
it actually is. But anyway.
Chris McVay wants to know when we expect Drew Brees' retirement. Do we have a sense of when that may drop?
2 weeks ago.
It's got to happen before the 16th, right?
I mean, it has to, right?
They can't wait on Drew and then have Winston leave. Like, Drew's got to give him an answer before the 16th, right? Kevin and Dave, like it's got to be this week, right?
I feel like the organization knows what the answer is. For some reason, Drew is dragging this out. He's making, I don't know, but I would like to think that he's let the organization know, and he's not letting them hang around waiting on bated breath like the rest of us, because that would be ridiculous.
That's kind of what I think.
I could picture like Drew having his retirement speech written, and like every day he edits like three paragraphs worth of, you know, just, he rewrites an entire paragraph or adds or subtracts one, and he's totally overthinking it and second guessing like the way he's going to communicate it. I'm guessing that's what's going on, right?
It's going to be in person. They're not doing Zoom bullshit with Drew, right? It's going to be in person. Like, he's going to fly into New Orleans, like, and they're going to have a press conference. They're going to have everybody.
Dude, he's in California. He's in Hawaii. I just saw Instagram today. His kids are snowboarding, so I don't know where they are now. They're in the snow somewhere.
Maybe they're hanging out with Kamara.
He's probably going to be in Cabo next week. I mean, it's just, dude, I don't know what's going on with Drew. It's getting a little weird. You know, like, because the thing is, like, I get that he needs closure on his terms the way he wants to do it, but, like, it's starting to feel a little like, for us as Saints fans, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He needs to be presented the wrap it up box
from the Chappelle Show. He needs the wrap it up box from the Chappelle Show.
He does, yeah. I mean, at this point, like, I just want to know. I just want to move on to whatever he's got to say. Just say it so that we can mentally focus on who the next quarterback's going to be.
He's going to say he's coming back.
Do you still think that?
Do you think that's why he's going on all these trips?
I don't understand what this delay is. If you're going to retire, you're going to retire. It makes zero sense to drag this out just so you can retire. It's like LeBron James, you know, going to Miami all over again. It's just like, this is totally pointless.
I think it's going to happen this week. I'm going to make that prediction.
It's probably going to happen on my birthday, which is Tuesday.
When's your birthday? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
December.
I'm gonna say it happens on Ralph's birthday. I'm gonna go with Tuesday. Timestamp this, Thomas. On Ralph's birthday on Tuesday, it's happening.
Hey Thomas, check the timestamp on this.
Don't we have some Twitter questions also, Ralph?
We do. I sent them to Thomas. Thomas, I don't know if you have them. This is from Alexander. This is a good question. Who's smarter? A, Ralph, the idiot savant, knowing the salary cap is Freddy Krueger because it doesn't exist if you don't believe in it. Or B, Kevin, dating a cardiologist, considering the heart attack he'll suffer when the Saints trade all the Biden-era picks for Russell Wilson. Or C, Fries.
Fries.
Where are the fries from?
I have to say,
yeah.
Right now,
are these like crinkle cut? Are they waffle fries? Like, I need to know. Like, this is not enough information. All fries are not created equal.
That's correct.
Are they Five Guys fries? The Cajun ones?
Oh, fuck that. Five Guys. Oh, get out of here with that shit.
Yeah, Five Guys. Those terrible fries. Terrible.
I like awful fries.
And they like, and they try to like.
Soggy.
Well, yeah, and they try to like make it up to you by just like throwing a bunch of extra fries in that bag. They give you so many fries, they're like, "Here, our fries are terrible, so here's more of it." Because we feel bad that they're so terrible. Take a whole fucking brown bag full of fries. They're so bad.
I'm a huge fan of the Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good.
So. I'm gonna
who had the best fries? You guys ever go to Rally's, like in the 90s?
Oh, Rally's fries were close.
Rally's had Rally's great fries, Cajun fries.
Rally's fries were like everything Five Guys fries wish they were.
Yes. So, like, if the answer is Rally's fries, I'm going C for sure. But, you know, if we're saying Five Guys fries, then... I mean, I got to go with Kevin dating a doctor. Like he said earlier on the show, he's out kicking his coverage here.
Alexander, I do like that you called me an idiot savant and the salary cap
joke. I called you that.
Well, here's a question, Kevin. What is less real, the NFL salary cap or the national debt?
Pretty much the same thing.
Here's the thing. The salary... No, the debt is less real than the salary cap, but more people in charge really know that the salary cap is a load of shit. Like... If China all of a sudden said, hey, you know all that money that we've lent you over the years? We want it all back. United States would basically have to bend over backwards trying to get it. Even though it's whatever. It's an illusion, Michael!
Yeah, we got to talk about some of these Saints fans that have been asking about Alex Smith.
That is
like if you're complaining about Drew Brees and you're wanting to move on, if you're in that camp of Saint fan, why would you want a guy that is Drew Brees with the same approximate arm strength and even less processing speed? It's like Drew Brees light.
If Saints fans, if you want a quarterback with a leg full of pins. I am available for very low prices. I mean, there's not much difference between me and Alex Smith.
Like, and he had calf issues at the end of the year. He couldn't even play.
Like, dude, I would rather I would rather.
Like, it's a great story. Like, I'm happy for the guy that he came back, and it's cool and it's inspiring and all that. But, like, yeah, there you go.
No.
QBs I want starting for the Saints instead of Alex Smith. Number one, Jameis. Number two, Drew, because it's basically the same thing except better. Taysom, Teddy, Fitzmagic, who just retired, right? And your dog. I would rather your dog play for the Saints than Alex Smith.
I would rather, like, Teddy and Taysom, like, two-headed monster, would be so much more appealing than Alex. Like, the only thing less appealing than Alex Smith would be, who's the other quarterback on the roster right now?
Simeon? Trevor Simeon?
Yeah, like him. Like, he's
maybe
not,
Thomas Smith that could play quarterback.
I'd rather more.
You guys know how much I hate Mac Jones, Alabama Henny. You know how much I hate him. You know how much I hate
Alabama.
You'd
rather him than Alex
Smith. I would rather Mac Jones than Alex Smith. That's how strong I feel about this. And look, it's a great story. Like, I'm happy for him, and it was cool that he came back and played and won some games.
I'd rather the Saints.
If you're gonna blow it up,
Chase
there's
Daniel.
No need to bring Alex Smith in. Yeah, Chase Daniel.
Chase
add
Daniel.
Him to the list of guys I'd prefer.
Is he still in the league?
He's being shopped, apparently.
Now we have I'm getting feedback. Our audio. Thomas, roll the end credits. I feel like the audio is falling apart. So, thanks for joining us, everyone. It's been a great show tonight. We've done hardcore football. We've broken down film. We broke down the salary cap. We didn't have any non-football topics. We didn't talk nonsense, any of that. It was hardcore football like you expect.
Yeah, a lot of hardcore stuff.
A lot of hardcore football that you expect from this podcast, because we are the
72 hours of hardcore
serious
stuff.
Football podcast for serious Saints fans. We don't do anything that's ridiculous.
Never.
None.
So
none.
We had everybody
see you next
here
week,
tonight.
Jeff
it was
Duncan.
Exciting for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, for Thomas in Poland running the show, slamming like 9 cups of coffee. It's like 4 a.m. in Poland right now. Thank the man. The man is a genius. He did all this work. It makes the show, the live stream, more fun. Isn't it great? If you're listening to the audio, you should get on the live stream. Thomas makes it well worth your time to do so. So for everybody making the show great
for
in
Dr.
the chat
Kate.
Room, Dr. Kate, thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.